Eli, I know you created the Random Act of Kindness event. How did all of this get started?
You know, obviously there's been a lot in the news on these random acts of violence, and that's where I sort of came with the Random Act of Kindness, that intuitively there's more good in the world, that there's, you know, more love than hate. And I mean, honestly, when I created this thing, I thought about 10 of my friends would say, yeah, let's do this. But I think people are really hungry right now for just something positive.
Matt, what are some of the examples of what you guys are seeing?
It's really fun to see how people, you know, some folks will post that they've gone out trying to find somebody and had a hard time, and you know, maybe they just gave someone into Salvation Army or something like that. And of course, that's appreciated. And it's great to read stories about, you know, folks helping somebody by maybe just paying their check at a restaurant, or carrying groceries, holding a door, lots of shoving the driveway. It's interesting that this all got together in the first week of February, right before a big nor'easter hit the Northeast. And so jokingly, I think Eli had posted, you know, maybe shovel your neighbor's walk. And the next day, folks were shoveling each other's walks all day long because they got 3 feet of snow in New England. There's nothing extraordinary, really. But only that's the kind of my take, is that it's the little basic things that make the biggest difference in the world, I think, around us.
You have more than 14,000 people participating on Facebook and over 100,000 invites. Eli, are you surprised by the response?
Yeah, I was really surprised how, you know, that 6 degrees of, you know, Kevin Bacon, or, you know, that theory. I mean, there are people from all over the globe, from, you know, South America, South Africa, all throughout Europe and Asia, and all across the United States that are participating, you know, in this project. And some people actually post in foreign languages up on the page.
And that's what I get from it, too, is that we're all of all different ethnicities and origins and different classes and social structures and political parties, et cetera. But we really all share the same human element. And that's really what I think this whole thing tapped into. And that's why I'm really appreciating being part of this with Eli, is really to kind of experience that and to, you know, give me a perspective on as far as what do we all hear about? Why are we all involved together? You know, and it's kind of interesting that you said, like, technology 20 years ago couldn't have done this, but it can today. And I think, again, it's capitalizing on the potential to really use technology to bring us all together and communicate across the world.
Now, the two of you have never met face-to-face. I think that's interesting.
We've actually never met in person. We did go to the same school. We both went to Bucknell, graduated at the same time, but didn't know each other there, and kind of became friends on Facebook due to a common circle of friends. And he's in Boca Raton, Florida. I'm here in Winston-Salem. And even if, you know, somebody does not do something kind on March 8th, they receive an invitation to this to say, wow, that's kind of cool. These folks are doing this. Look at how big this organization has gotten. And so next time they might see somebody who needs help, they won't turn a blind eye or walk away. They might say, I know intuitively that it's a good thing to do to help them out. And I know other folks with whom I am friends myself are also doing this. So I'm going to be called to participate.